And now I'd like to turn to the high school students who are demanding action on gun legislation in Florida. Survivors of the tragic mass shooting in a Parkland, Florida high school Wednesday are headed to Tallahassee. They are calling for adults to protect them from gun violence. One of the leaders of that movement is Cameron Caskey. He is one of those who's going to be coming to Washington, or plans to come to Washington, on March 24th for a March for Our Lives to demand gun control reform. He is a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Here he is speaking with CNN on Sunday.
My message for the people in office is, you're either with us or against us. We are losing our lives while the adults are playing around. And we have received endless support from your generation, and we thank everybody for that immensely, because we really appreciate it. We don't need you. On March 24th, you are going to be seeing students in every single major city marching, and we have our lives on the line here. And at the end of the day, that is going to be what's bringing us to victory.
And let's go now to Tallahassee, Florida. Joining us from the Capitol there is James Call. He's the Capitol reporter for the Tallahassee Democrat, which is part of the USA Today Network. James, thanks for joining us here on Point, and welcome.
Hi, Tom. Thank you.
So what do you think is the significance of this march, first on Tallahassee today and then next month on Washington? Are these kids getting a lot of attention? Are they being taken pretty seriously there in Tallahassee?
Yes, right now, Tom, I'm looking out at the courthouse courtyard between our historic Capitol and in the Florida Capitol, and the AP is interviewing one of the students. I see an AP reporter interviewing one of the students, and a TV reporter is interviewing a group of the Stoneman Douglas students right now. Earlier today, about maybe 50, 60 of the students were crowded into a hallway of the Senate office building, overflowing one of the offices of the senator from Fort Lauderdale. They're getting a lot of attention here. I mean, this community, Tallahassee itself, is embracing these students. We're sort of like here at the Capitol, bracing for a storm. Deluge of students with the rally tomorrow, and the local school district is allowing an excused absence for students to participate in the rally. And they are coming with demands, and they are quite articulate, as has been seen on the cable news program. So, they're being taken serious.
And what would you say are their demands? I mean, obviously, you got a disparate group of kids here, but, you know, are they zeroing in on specific legislative or policy issues that they want to see changed?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are those?
They want a ban on assault weapons. They support a ban on assault weapons. I was talking to a 16-year-old high school junior about it this morning, and I can tell you his story. He has quite a story to tell, but that's what they want. There's a bill that's been filed in the House for two consecutive legislative sessions now, and a bill filed in the Florida Senate for two consecutive sessions. They were filed after the Pulse nightclub shooting, when 49 people were killed, to ban assault weapons. Those bills have not been given any hearing in any committee here at the Florida legislature. And the students know about it, and they want a ban on assault weapons.
And do you think that that they are now marching there, that their voices are being heard, that they're on the news? Would you be able to predict that that will actually make enough of a difference that that bill will get a hearing now?
Get a hearing? That's possible. There's still 3 weeks left in the session, and it remains to be seen how much pressure is going to be applied. In the coming days, a hearing is possible. I don't think any new gun restrictions has a chance with this legislature.
Mm-hmm.
To be frank,
yeah.
The House and the Senate are working on a 6-point proposal as a response. It includes restricting access for persons who suffer from mental illness, and for an age limit to purchase a rifle, but not what groups like Mothers Demand Action or the students from Stoneman Douglas or the Florida Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. Lawmakers are not addressing what those groups want to see done.
Yeah. Well, President Trump has been, you know, famously unsympathetic to gun control arguments. I mean, he's made a big issue of the Second Amendment. And yet even President Trump recognizes that in this moment, in the aftermath of this terrible shooting with students themselves demanding action, he seems to be moderating his own position a little bit, says he's open to some kind of discussion about, you know, background checks. He's going to be meeting with some of these students later this week. It seems that if not, you know, maybe you're not going to get action on those big issues that you're talking about, but on the margins, there could be some movement, right?
Right. Oh, yes. I don't want to misrepresent what's happening here in Florida. Right now, let me see what time it is. Right now, a series of workshops are being concluded across the capital city here, addressing children welfare and mental health, law enforcement issues and school safety issues. Later this afternoon at 5:30, Governor Rick Scott is going to lead a roundtable discussion on what to do. The governor has said, Governor Rick Scott has said, everything is on the table. I think that that's significant. I've watched the governor for 8 years. A lot of people don't pay attention to what the man says when he speaks, but he said that everything is on the table, so it's going to be interesting to see his response later this afternoon.
And he is interested in running for Senate now, and it'll be interesting to see whether these students decide to mobilize, around his Senate candidacy and trying to take advantage of that to put some more pressure on him.
These students say that they will remain engaged, and there are leaders in the Florida House and the Florida Senate encouraging them to remain engaged and calling for a transformative election this November. So it remains to be seen.
Well, we're going to be following them and see what happens both in Florida and across the country with this newly energized youth activism around gun issues, but many other issues as well, as we heard from the teenage candidates for governor in Kansas. James Call, Capitol reporter for the Tallahassee Democrat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.